How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Had a beautiful baptism this past weekend. It's the Brett Maga Show. My daughter, who is 2.5, got baptized. My son, who's 10 months old, got baptized. Ceremony was beautiful. My daughter looked beautiful in her baptism dress. My son, who's 10 months old, looked cute. Probably couldn't have been a better ceremony. Had all my family come into town. But it was just full of so many insecurities, almost to the point where I feel like I was starting to let it get in my head so much it might have ruined the experience for me, and I wasn't able to absorb all the beauty that was happening. I'm not originally from here. My wife and I are from Chicago, and so my family is all in Chicagoland still, both my wife's side and my side, and my family was coming into town for the baptism. My brother was going to be my daughter's godfather, and my cousin, who's like a sister to us, she's going to be my son's godmother. And so both of their families were coming into town. Both of them live in the same neighborhood, and that neighborhood is real fancy. That neighborhood real nice. And there's this, I think, in your own head, sibling rivalry that you don't want to admit that exists, but kind of exists.
Oh, yeah.
We're all just like slightly kind of competitive, and we compare ourselves to our sisters and brothers, and we act like we're good. But then when they're coming into town, I was in my head. My house is not the same size as my brother's house. My brother recently built a brand new house that is absolutely gorgeous, did a great job building it. His backyard, I think they call it like the island because it looks like a luxury resort. It's like a pool, a hot tub. It has multiple TVs, a whole kitchen set out there. When you walk into my brother's house, when he's like hosting a party, you can get any cocktail that you want, any drink you want. They got refrigerators everywhere. It's awesome. When I go to my house, Miss Pat is hanging out with you in my backyard, who has a beat up house. And I was like nervous to have them come over and be like, this house kind of sucks compared. Like, just hosting a party in general, you feel like people are going to judge you. But then when you have people that you are slightly competitive with just naturally, and then you feel like you're not meeting their expectations, you do get in your own head.
Did you feel like you were trying to like overcompensate in ways? Like, did you feel like you were trying to like save yourself in this situation, or like bring up like, oh, I know this house is small, or like.
It's funny you asked that. So I didn't try to overcompensate about my house. I would just brag about my neighbor Glenn a lot. The guy behind me has built these nice houses. He's built both of them, actually. He has a double lot, built it, sold one of them, and now he's building a great one, and he knows all the blues players, and he builds all the blues houses. So I don't know why. My family probably thought, man, Brett has a crush on neighbor Glenn, because I just talked a lot about how Glenn's a badass. Like, why do you keep telling? And I live next to Glenn, right, so we're kind of cool by association.
If he has a big house, I have a big house.
Yeah, and I was exactly. Like, man, Glenn's house is worth a lot of money, and I live right next door to a house that is worth a lot of money. But so I've been bringing up Glenn a lot, and they probably thought, man, Glenn seems great.
You know,
and then Glenn came over, actually.
Oh, and you're like, hey, this is great.
You're like, actually, I invited Glenn over. He came over. He interacted with everybody.
And then we're going to go to his house.
Yeah. It's like, Glenn,
we're actually going to move the party.
Yeah. It's like, Glenn, tell him how you're awesome. Oh. Tell him how you're real rich, Glenn.
Well, you know, I get the sibling rivalry because I've got that with my siblings as well. But I realized a long time ago, being in radio, you will always be the poorest sibling. So you're good with that. But, you know, do you try to find ways to accommodate? Like, you're like, well, my house may not be the same house as yours, but I'm the only one who's still married to their first wife.
Oh my God. Just taking jabs at everyone.
Does it fall into that?
No, I mean, it's funny. No, I honestly, I do try to, like, if anything, that's where I go in my head, not necessarily like taking jabs at like past relationships but I do try to remind myself those cliche statements of what really makes a man rich is what's actually inside the home. And my home is filled with like laughter and love. And I'm like soaking up these younger years of my kids and how I have the opportunity to do that. And how like I am fulfilled in all these other ways. And so you can do all those cliche things that people do. And I do that. But at the end of the day, you still get kind of like insecure about yourself. You're still kind of like, man, when it comes down to it, you still let those materialistic things bother you. And you're like, man, I wish my house is bigger. I wish I was more adult. I wish I was more put together. But at the same time, I do know in the back of my head the things that matter most, I'm totally cool with and I'm good with. And so that's how I'm able to live in a small house and just, you know, brag about Glenn all the time. It's I got that going for me.
Does your wife feel the same way?
Yeah, she said, man, I wish our house was more put together. We're more adult as we're coming over. And it's usually only when my family's coming because my brother does have, like, have his life together. He, like, their house is like my sister-in-law, like, keeps the cleanest house ever. Like, you can eat off the floor. There should be, like, a restaurant. Just come eat off, you know, my sister-in-law's floor. Like, it's that clean. And I'm like, yo, we don't even, like, we have, like, 10-month-olds just running around throwing their food everywhere. Like, it's hard. But I do think we have a home that is lived in and awesome.
Right.
But, yo, have you seen Glenn's house?
Oh, my God.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.